Pickaxe.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Triforce Podcast with me and Sips.
Hello.
And Pyrian Flax.
Hello.
That's right. We're here.
Hello.
For you again.
This is episode 97 or something.
97,000.
98?
Yeah.
90. Oh. Man. What if we just stopped at 99? Like, we just lost interest all of a sudden and just stopped.
We should have stopped at 69, if anything.
Yeah, we should have, actually. That
would but
have
also, if we've gone past 69, we should probably carry on till 420.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's true.
And then, we just segue nicely into 666.
Yeah, let's get 666 on there.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
And then we end up at 1488. Which is like a Nazi code, I think. Something to do with Nazis. Yeah,
right. Something, yeah. It's something like that.
It's something
it?
Like that, yeah. So,
have you made it to Iron Maiden yet on your, you know, your album listening?
No, not yet. Actually, we've taken a break because everybody's been busy. So we last left off at, what's the last album we listened to? The Band by The Band was the last album that we listened to.
Wow.
Which was an interesting one. But yeah, we haven't listened to anything else since. But it's just been a busy time for the album boys. There's more busyness coming up too, because I'm going away on vacation next week for 2 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
Where are you going?
I'm going to sunny Canada, where the temperature is low of 0 and high of 5. I'm going to be there for about 10 days, freezing my tabernacles off. So that's going to be nice. But I haven't been back for like
portage?
10 years. So no, I'm
there?
No portage this time of year.
You're not booked to...
Nah, it's way too cold.
Portage in April? Are you crazy?
You
what are you, some kind of portage amateur?
Yeah, the Great Lakes are still frozen over completely, so they don't thaw out until June. So, so there's not going to be a podcast for like 2 weeks after this one.
Rip.
Yeah, rip indeed. I'm going
to
be...
What we need to do then is say some really controversial shit.
Yes.
And then the subreddit can spaz out about it for 2 weeks.
That's exactly what we... Okay,
the biggest thing,
go.
I got so much shit for saying that Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter, that Harry Potter was a ripoff of Lord of the Rings. It's just something I say to annoy my wife and kids. I don't care what you idiots think, and I don't care about the fucking fan fiction or how good it is. Oh, Red Rising belongs in the teen section as well, kid. I don't care. It's the whole point of this podcast is I don't give a shit.
I'm so glad. I don't read any comments, so I never get any like...
Oh, that's funny.
Wait, have we ever had the which is better, Star Wars or Star Trek debate?
Oh, God. I like both. I don't really care what people think about which is better or worse. Does it matter?
I think that's a very lazy man thing, right?
It's a very
both have star in the name.
I know,
right?
But it's very triggering
different.
To a lot of people. That's
it
why
is.
I brought it up.
It is.
Do you know why it's annoying? I think it's one of those debates that you have in the pub with people you don't really know.
You have it in a pub with people you don't really know, and the people that you don't really know don't really know a lot about Star Wars or Star Trek as well. I think that's what drives everybody so nuts about that debate.
Yeah, they say, look, sorry, this is the Women's Institute monthly pub meeting. Why are you trying to bring up Star Trek and Star Wars? No, listen, Picard was a better captain than Han Solo was in a Millennium Falcon. You understand me? He was just a smuggler. Look at what Picard did. He built bridges. I'm sorry, I don't know who those people are. Would you please leave? We're here to talk about knitting.
It's a bit like one of those... It's like the opposite of a would you rather question, right? Because these would you rather questions are always like, would you rather have the hands of a cat or the feet of a
so
dog?
Oh, they're so ridiculous, aren't they?
Right? They're always like negative, right? They're always like two things that you... Like two nightmarish things.
Yes.
Right? Whereas what's better, Star Trek or Star Wars, is kind of like choosing between good things as if you have to pick one.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I don't want to lose either of these good things from my life. And in a way, that's bad, right? It's a weird psychological trap. I don't know. It's for me, like those types of those kind of would you rather questions always sort of slightly upset me, I guess. Like in a way, like that they force you to envision in your mind, imagine a negative outcome,
right?
And like try and rationalize which one you would have to deal with.
Yeah.
And it's like for a moment you're like, oh, fucking hell, it would be nice to have that. I mean, the cat's hands would be quite soft, but a dog's legs?
Oh, it's impossible, though. I had one the other day where it was like, would you rather your whole body be covered in paper cuts, or would you rather just your eyeballs have paper cuts on them? And it's like, well, fuck me. Neither one, please. Like, that's just a hell. Like, that's an eternal hell, isn't it? Like, that's probably... some form of hell, like if hell exists. I talk about this a lot, I guess, but I truly believe that, you know, hell isn't just like this you know, cave underground with full of lava and a hooved devil or whatever. It's like your own personal hell, right? Everybody gets a personal hell. Like mine would be, once again, I said,
would you rather questions until you die?
That be asked would I rather questions whilst eternally crawling through a ventilation shaft that's very dark and it never ends. You know, you're all confined in there and you can't ever leave. You'll never see daylight again or whatever. And somebody's just whispering in your mind to you, would you rather questions? And it drives you mad. And that's your eternity. That's the torment.
That's a very specific hell. I think that's...
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think hell is specific. I don't think it's just like, you know, oh, hey, Larry, you're in hell too. Oh, God. Okay, well, find a nice place to sit near this pool of lava and just sit here for the rest of eternity. No, I think you have to like, you have to be tormented for the rest of eternity if you're going to hell, right? That's why.
Yeah. I mean, I
guess that's why people pray every day.
Hey, Bob. Hey, wow. How was the morning's poker up the ass session? Oh, it was horrible. The hot poker was right up my ass. Satan just really jabbed that right. Oh, he does that, doesn't he, Bob? Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, what do we got off for this afternoon? Oh, yeah. Being flayed alive over Satan's barbecue. Oh, cool. Oh, normal everyday day in hell then.
Yeah.
It's like, it wouldn't be that. It would be like fucking queuing up with some sweaty, stinky person with bad breath, like behind you, and you can't stop smelling them for like an accused.
Can
to
I
stop
just
moving.
Say that what? You guys are listing things that could happen as samples of hell, which implies hell is other people and we're already in hell, which is something that some people
suggest. Well, that's when they say hell on earth. I think that's what they mean. Mm. You know, they're not talking about a war zone or whatever. Yeah. What if we are in hell right now?
What if this podcast is our own personal hell?
Listening to this podcast for the rest of eternity with Bob and Larry, and you haven't managed to find a comfortable spot to sit near a pool of lava in hell.
Mm. You have to listen to this podcast, and all we ever do is talk about whether we've talked about something before for eternity.
Oh my God, that's what it is. Yeah, and we have like a dad argument about something.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, every argument we have is from a 35-year-old plus perspective, right?
We're probably
totally missing like a whole world of new research that's come out since we left school, right? Because it's 20 years ago that I was, I mean, the textbooks I had when I was at school were like 20 years out of date. So, I mean, I'm really based on my education. It's like what was cool 40 years ago.
Cavemen. You
know? Yeah.
And a lot of it is bollocks. They're like, this, Pluto's not a planet. The fucking, this dinosaur didn't exist, you know, like, oh, geez, like, it's a lot of stuff's changed, you know.
Fuck.
Climate change turns out not real, according to the to the president. Can't believe it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, back in the day,
why would
40
he lie?
Years ago.
Why would anyone lie about something?
No,
like
exactly.
I mean, why would they? So, no, but the problem with would you rather questions is that, like, some of them are shit, but some of them are always, like, supernatural, right? They're like, would you rather be invisible or be able to fly? You know what I mean? Like the dumb kind of...
Well, those would you rather questions to me are like the which is better, Star Wars or Star Trek. That's from a lazy person who doesn't really do would you rathers. You know, they haven't thought about it much.
Yeah, you call this a would you rather? That's a low
piss
effort,
poor excuse for a would you rather, all right?
You know, talking about hell, interestingly enough, I was reading something about it the other day, and originally hell was like a prison just for Satan, because he was chucked out of heaven for, I don't know, saying that people were all right or something. I can't remember what he said.
Right.
Yeah.
And they chucked him out.
That's right.
And they stuck him
Gabriel,
in.
Gabriel, have you heard what Satan's been saying?
He's been saying that basically people aren't sinners and they're all right. That was the gist
of it. He's been saying that you should look at a lady's titties on the internet and fucking... I mean, put some money down on black, red on roulette. I think we should fucking put him in prison.
He says that it's okay to jizz once in a while into a stuffed dolphin, especially if the stuffed dolphin belongs to your children. Okay. It's fine.
I'm with them now.
I'm just saying, I have a feeling that the whole point of hell, it's never properly described, really, when they talk about all the pit of fire and all that kind of stuff. Who knows how it was translated or which which particular monk scribe was jerking off to images of people being burned alive that day and decided he'd chuck that in. But the thing is, if Satan was just banished for not wanting God, then hell might, like, as far as I've been led to believe, hell's meant to just be a place where you can't know God. And I'm thinking, as an atheist, is much going to change? You know what I mean? Well, if I go to hell, am I just going to be there and thinking,
No, I think the idea is that if you're an atheist and then you end up in hell, you're like, oh, crap, maybe I should have believed in God all along. I think you have the notion of God and you yearn for him when you're in hell.
You'd know he was real. Yeah, but then hell would have to be bad.
Why didn't I bask in his, with a capital H, light while I had the chance? And then you repent for the rest of your...
Now, is there any way out, do you suppose? Because once you know...
No, that's it.
But then that's kind of...
That's what modern society struggles with, because there's always a way to wiggle out of everything. Look at OJ, you know, look at... But... You know, when it comes to heaven or hell, you know what I mean? There's
there's no half step. Doesn't that fly in the face of the Christian sentiment of forgiveness?
Well, that's the thing. It's not an airtight case. You could poke holes in it all day long, but it'll always come back to you're going to hell for questioning it. Yeah, that's the catch-all. So.
I think hell has obviously perceptions of it are basically what people at the time thought, right? Because back in the day when Jesus times was around, no one fucking
was supposedly around. Let's just add that in, just to for the humanists out there like me. You know.
They were no one knew about shit, right? They didn't know about fucking iPads and guns and I don't know, fucking stupid shit like fireworks, right? If you imagine,
unknown at the time.
Lewis trying to think about what's changed.
Maybe fireworks were actually there.
iPads, guns, fireworks. That's pretty much summed it up.
Whatever, right? And so back in the day, their simple idea of hell was formed from what the stuff they had. And that was, you know, burning alive on a hot poker up the arse, right? Simple stuff that they could imagine, right? Yeah. Whereas nowadays, hell is more imagined by, you know, what we can imagine. And there's a lot worse we can imagine, you know?
Yeah.
Like, God, just think about being talked to by... You know, a boring old woman for half an hour. God, that's terrible, terrible hell. Yeah. Hate that.
What about
stuff, you know?
What about eternally being stuck in a hospital waiting room with a bunch of bronies? That would be
exactly
bad
Oh, there's or being transported to a room full of a big Magic the Gathering tournament, and everywhere you look, there's a butt crack, and you can't get out.
Yeah,
all the doors are locked. There's just butt cracks forever of sweaty hairy butt cracks of fat sweaty nerds everywhere you look.
Just fat
nightmare.
Sweaty butt cracks. That's a heaven for me, but it just shows that one man's trash is another man's treasure, I guess.
Some people, I'm sure, some sweaty monks are, you know, wanking off over that, and good for them. You know, maybe that's some people's idea of heaven. The thing is, we can't know. We don't know. And the thing is, as we move forward in time, because here's one of those would you rather questions, classically. It's would you rather be transported back in time 500 years or forward in time 500 years, right? Imagine in 500 years... We're all up in fucking Futurama spinning space.
Yeah, but what if in 500 years time, and nobody could predict this, the Earth is fragmented because it's been, it's another big celestial body slammed into it and there's no life left on Earth. So you go forward 500 years and you instantly burn to death and die.
That would be bad, obviously. Yeah. But I mean,
you'd send a little probe out first to tell you have a nose around,
like a time probe, just to say,
launch the time probe.
Yeah,
and you could just the time probe can have a look about, and you can go to that exact point, you know, and be like, cool.
Yeah, I don't know about this time probe.
With a time probe? You could send a person. You could send a time probe.
Well, then you could do window shopping, and you could min max your experience and stuff.
Yeah, you would have to min max it if you're time traveling. Yeah.
Holy shit! So anyway, imagine what their hell is like. Their hell is like, can you imagine being flapped on by a Grebulon? You know, that's got to be a bad one, right? Yeah. But we don't know. That might be what hell is like.
Or what about flarping into a stuffed Grebulon as well? Original sin.
There's a lot of talk about burning in the Bible when it comes to hell. I found 20 verses about it, and there's generally
lots
talk
of
about fiery lakes of sulfur, a really hot forge.
Well, they were very imaginative.
Furnace.
Is all I'm saying.
No, they weren't imaginative.
I think back in the day though, blacksmithing was the new, and you know, now it's I design iPads, and that's the new big job, isn't it? Everybody's
you shall be cast into the fiery
pit. But back then, it was I'm the town blacksmith, and everybody's like, woo, because he forges metal and fire, or whatever. So that's what, back then, that was the big upcoming job, and everybody was obsessed with it, and that's why a lot of a lot
all
of
the kids wanted to be blacksmiths.
That's it. That's why a lot of the imagery around, you know, heaven and hell and stuff is based in and around blacksmithing.
I also think, in the whole, that the scariest thing most people would have seen would have been a big fire. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously there would have been natural disasters just like there are now, but they wouldn't have seen the tanks of the Third Reich rolling across the plains of their village. They wouldn't have seen planes dropping bombs. They wouldn't have seen nuclear weapons. They wouldn't have seen...
They'd never seen a brony.
They'd never met a brony.
Some of the, they'd never flapped on a stuffed Grubulon. They'd never seen none of that. How can they possibly have any perception of what hell is really like? It's this supernatural, omniscient thing that stretches into the distant future. And it's as foreign to us now, theoretically, as it would have been to them then, to the point that, I mean, if we went back now with all of our technology, they'd be like, you know, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, they'd say burn
the feel like a lot of
what
the stuff that
fucking
they...
stuffed toy that you're having sex with, you weirdo.
Yeah.
We'd be like, this. Everyone's doing it.
If you took 2019. Someone from 2,000 years ago now, and you said to them, like, if you read a lot of the verses in the Bible, you know, sexual perversion is a big thing.
Yes.
For them, like, that's a big bad thing. Like the Sodom and Gomorrah, those, you know, those guys were, they were up to all sorts, to the point where the entire city, God just leveled it, which is pretty fucking hardcore.
Yeah.
You know, he's obviously dead against that. But most of those folks would have had no idea about things like fleshlights.
No.
You know what I mean? If you showed it to them, they'd be like, what do you mean a fleshlight? You'd be like, well, it's a piece of rubber and you fuck it. And they'd be like, you're going to hell.
Yeah, that's it. That's,
I know that's not in the Bible specifically, but
I feel like a lot of this
that should be covered. What we need to do is we need to update the Bible with all of this extra pervs shit in it.
Yeah.
What's that passage from the Bible that I only know about because of Ghostbusters, where they're talking about it's going to rain cats
river
and dogs
fire and yeah.
river no, of fire and there's like a plague of locusts and flooding and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of that stuff is dated now, though, because, you know, nowadays, like, if any of that stuff happened, there'd be some way around it or some
science.
When
they talk about the flood, you just say, well, we've got Thames Barrier, haven't we?
Yeah,
Thames
exactly. We've got sandbags and whatever, you know? Like, there's ways to, like, deal with this stuff so that it wouldn't be the world-ending catastrophe that it's, like, described in the Bible.
Yeah.
But the Bible didn't somehow
locusts
things
were
like...
That's terrible for them, right?
For example, the Bible never once mentions the internet. And I think that it would be a bigger catastrophe if everybody just lost internet access.
Yeah.
You know, like straight away. Like,
did they mention volcanoes at all in the Bible?
They never mentioned... Yeah, they did. I'm pretty sure they did in the Bible. But they never mentioned satellites either. Like, what if all the satellites just stopped working and we couldn't, like, you know, do our Instagram posts and stuff? Fuck me.
I would say this to anyone who's ever used a fleshlight or hugged a body pillow or been a brony.
Yeah.
Listen to this from Mark chapter 9, verse 43.
Okay, this applies to me 100%. Yeah. I'm ready.
If your hand causes you to stumble, which I guess means to sin,
Cut
it off.
Right.
It is better for you to enter life maimed.
I mean, it's
maimed.
There in black and white.
Yeah,
it's really
that's it. That's
day.
All there is to it.
It
I
is
mean,
better
if
for
you
to enter life maimed than with two hands to go into hell, where the fire never goes out.
It never goes out. Yeah, there is a fire that never goes out. It's a very famous song by Morrissey.
Yes, Morrissey sang
probably
about
also going to hell at some point, just for being such a joy vacuum and generally a miserable
that was
person.
Just, I think that was the same movie as one of his bands, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Joy vacuum.
Joy vacuum. Yeah.
And the hellbound fleshlight user.
That's what the song Highway to Hell was all about. It's about overusing your fleshlight. Oh, fuck.
I mean, I just
Christ.
Think there are lots of things that we consider acceptable nowadays that Christians aren't saying that using fleshlights means you're hellbound.
Loopholes, though.
I don't
it's
know
like,
what
it's
the
like...
Christian stance is on fleshlights, though.
I mean, I've met some of them that are dead against masturbation, and you know, I checked out of religion at that point.
So what's the deal with that then? What's wrong with masturbating? Like, why
thou
is it...
shalt not spill thy seed on the ground.
Right. Okay. In other words,
it's got to go in a woman.
It doesn't go on the
trouble.
Ground for me though. Usually it just goes like into my hand or like right down the drain when I'm in the shower or
we've got
you
modern
know what I mean?
Techniques. Like, I guess in the past they just fucking yanked it out on the ground.
Yeah.
In the dirt and kicked some dirt over
it. They didn't have showers or privacy, I guess, back then.
Yeah.
So
I guess,
you know.
Yeah,
that's
weird.
Why, you know the way they, you know the symbol of the fish that Christians have in their car windows, at the back window, it's like that fish.
Yeah.
I mean, they say that that was like the secret symbol because of the, Jesus, I guess, fish. Yeah, Jesus would paint that. He just, you know, if you were a Christian, you'd make a subtle fish with your toe to show other people, like, I'm a Christian, you know what I'm saying? They'd be like, mm-hmm, and then you could just rub it out. Yeah. I'm thinking,
if there's any juice like, lying around, yeah, I'll lick it up.
The real reason that they were making this fishing is to cover up all the piles of cum that everyone's leaving in the fucking
It's just mountains of cum everywhere.
That's him scuffing out jizz. And they're like, oh, Jesus is making a special symbol with his foot. No, he's marking out where some dirty bastard fucking spilled his jerked seed on the ground. Fucking ground.
Cardinal
he's
sin.
He's like, right, that's it. Rule one of God. Yeah? We don't do this fucking spunking on the ground anymore, please.
Yes, Jesus. Oh, it's like God. Someone's got really pissed off and they've written a list of rules and it's ended up turning, like getting into the Bible. It's like, oh, yeah, let's fucking put this list of rules in there.
I can tell you right now, no one that wrote the Bible was a parent. I guarantee fucking to you. There's nothing in there about tidying your room, scraping your plate.
Yeah.
None of that. There's thou shalt honor thy father and thy mother. That's pretty fucking vague. I want specifics. When I tell you it's bedtime, you go to bed. If I say lights out at 8:30, it's lights out at 8:30 and don't dick about. That's rule one.
Yeah, rule two. Rule one. You know
if
what?
If you say you're hungry and I give you dinner, eat your sodding dinner. That's rule two. I could go on.
Yeah, no, I could as well. What I've decided recently is, and I don't know if you agree with this being a parent yourself, Flax, is that for me, I don't understand why people insist on sitting down and eating together. Like, I find dinner time a nightmare with kids.
It's
like,
very stressful.
Sit
don't
up straight.
Do that.
Sit properly.
Yeah, do that. Yeah.
Watch. Don't put your hands on that. Your hands are covered in mashed potato. Don't touch that. Wait to have your hands wiped. Can you stop talking, please, and just eat? Come on, eat your dinner now. No, you can't be full. You've only had one. Goes on and on and
it's
on
horrible.
The entire duration of a meal. But then when you meet up with like extended family or friends and stuff, like, let's go out for a meal. You're like, hey, fuck no. Like, I'm not going. Like, I'm not going to subject you to this. It's bad enough that I have to live through it every day. So I think they should ban family meals. I think they're garbage.
I'll be honest with you. Day to day, I don't bother sitting down.
No, me neither. I stand up in the kitchen and eat after my kids have eaten.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
generally, I'll
go
and eat and watch the news.
Yeah. I'm
they're
the
in
same.
The kitchen. Like, I mean, I can see them. And I want it to be a boring experience for them day to day. I don't want this to be the highlight of the day because I think that makes people just focus on food too much. Here's your dinner. Eat your dinner. And then you can come
and
watch
dinner.
Telly.
And then
so they
go,
get on
go
with
back
it.
To doing what you're
yeah,
doing.
They
yeah.
get on with it. And if they're dawdling, I'm just like, you're staying up there till you're finished. Nice and boring. Get on with it. And then they actually do. Whereas if you make it like a fun thing.
Yeah.
I mean, who the fuck has time? I mean, I don't live some kind of idyllic Mediterranean lifestyle where we sit out in the evening under an arboretum and
yeah,
sip
you've
wine
got like a huge bowl
hours.
Filled with like fresh salad greens and stuff like that. No,
that's not the way it is.
Fucking turkey dinosaurs
you, like, pluck
with
a
ketchup.
Tomato off the tree and like an old woman comes by with a basket and brings you like some cow's mozzarella.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Period, we've just freshly farmed these herbs from my garden. Would you like to add them to your ratatouille?
Come sit with us and we shall dine for hours and the children will stay up until midnight and drink wine with us also. You know, that kind of thing.
No.
Instead, I'm like, they're like, I'm hungry. I'm like, cool. I've cooked a pie. Here's the pie. Here's some mash. Here's
spaghetti
some vegetables.
Hoops,
eat it.
Here you go. And then
it's pouring
bedtime.
With rain and freezing cold and dark at 5 o'clock in spring. So you're like, fuck this shit.
Mrs. F actually hates eating with the kids because they hold their knife and fork wrong because they're little, you know. So she's like, don't hold your fork in that hand and your knife. And what are you doing? Cut properly, you know. I'm just like, as long as the food goes in them. Job done. Like, they can learn all the manners and stuff when they're older. We do go out for meals quite often. They're very good. Like, they're very well behaved. They eat their food. They're very good in restaurants because we take them out quite a lot. But I day to day, come on, man. I ain't sitting through that shit.
I sometimes worry about like how, because my routine is like I get back home at like 8 o'clock or whatever. Shove a microwave meal in the microwave and then just like eat it out of the tub, like while I'm walking from the microwave to my
computer.
You eat
in the bathtub?
Like sit down, pay like no attention.
He does everything in the tub. He gets home, he takes all his clothes off, he eats in the tub, then he doesn't need to get up to go to the bathroom or anything. He can just do it all in the tub.
So there's no water in the tub. He just sits in an empty tub.
Well, you can add water like to wash away the filth after you've fouled in the tub sort of thing.
Foul.
It's like the guy from Truman Show. Remember that guy that just sits in the tub all the time? It's like that. Oh. What a life.
Yeah.
We should all aspire to be more like that guy.
Fair play to you, Lewis, honestly. Yeah. That's a way to live.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's not that, you know, but I worry that, for example, because my only real piece of cutlery is a fork. Do you know what I mean? I'm not a big...
You know, you could just get, like, plastic ones from most takeaway places.
Don't get plastic. Then I could, don't stock get plastic. No,
just
don't.
Chuck them
out. I'm not a fan of the of ruining the world with that sort of stuff too much. I like.
Well, I mean, you're using a microwave, so you might as well just go full hog. Like,
that's true.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm already a disaster. Yesterday, actually, I decided to add an avocado to my meal, and I fucking did the old stupid middle class thing of slicing my hand open. I just cut like a big old gash in my finger.
You're right,
and it bled. Like fucking everywhere. It was bleed. I lifted my arm above my head, and it just dripped all over. The blood dripped all over me.
Yeah, you're meant to cover the wound first.
Ran to the bathroom and dripped blood everywhere as I went. Got some tissue paper, dripped blood everywhere, and I was like, "Oh, this is embarrassing."
Did you clean it up?
It's fine now. I'm not like it's not like scabbed over, but it's like I did clean it up. I didn't just leave. Like, blood everywhere. Like a fucking
just leave it as a warning to people. Because if a burglar comes in, there's blood everywhere, they're piecing. Like, real
quick. You could have practiced your cleanup technique for, you know.
Yeah.
There's like 100 Roni dolls in there, rubberized in there as well, like piled up. And just a pile is like a big pile of used Kleenex, like nearby, just to wipe them down.
Yeah.
My place is a real hellhole.
Sounds great.
It sounds great, yeah.
Fucking, oh God! You guys should visit. Actually,
You showed me your place last time I was over. It wasn't actually as hellish as you described. It's pretty nice. It's a pretty nice.
It's just
place. Yeah, I never saw the basement dungeon place. So
I asked. But you put the diaper on, like I asked, though. And the handcuffs.
I thought that was kind of weird when you're like, hey, "Do you want to come see my house?" And the whole house was like covered in plastic, and you insisted on me wearing a diaper. But I went along with it anyway because, you know, we're friends and stuff. But
it was kind of you.
Yeah.
Would you rather have unlimited tacos for life or unlimited sushi for life?
Oh, it's got to be for me tacos. I think for I sure. Know. God.
Exactly.
Would you
rather go back to age 5 with everything you know now, or know now everything your future self will learn?
God.
Would you rather be able to control animals with your mind, or control electronics with your mind?
You kind of do already control electronics with your mind, though, don't you? Like, I mean, you have to use your fingers, like, at your mind's request to action it all. But I mean, you can't really mind control an animal.
Would you rather be reincarnated as a fly or just cease to exist after you die?
I'd rather just die.
Exactly.
I just want to be dead now. Just right now.
The fuck?
Yeah. Do you know what? I did some gardening at the weekend. We went to Squires Garden Centre. Shout out to Squires in towards Hampton. Very nice Squires.
Podcast is not
sponsored by Squires.
No affiliation with Squires.
If you want to support the podcast, we got a Patreon. Yeah. On the Saturday, I dug up the bed at the back. Got rid of all the rocks and cat shit and all the rest of it that's in the
What
back
kind
there.
Of bed are we talking about here? Like eternal rest sort of thing? Or
flower bed.
Right, okay.
Did you find any skeletons?
No skeletons.
So you weren't digging graves in your backyard?
Wasn't digging graves in the backyard.
Good.
I just got the soil ready. Well, the cat occasionally poops in there, right? Occasionally. Okay. She generally goes into the back garden of the, you know, the Russian spy house because it's more private. But she will sometimes poop in ours. So dug it all out and got it ready. Got rid of all the weeds, a ton of weeds. Because I've realized that the bird feeder, when the little seeds fall out, some of them go into the ground. So there's like all these little wheat and various grasses growing around the bird feeder, sort of in the dirt. So I had to dig all those up. Got it all ready, went out and bought a load of lovely plants, planted them, found all these worms. And I realized because we hadn't done any gardening for a few years, my youngest hadn't really had much exposure to the bugs that live in the garden the way my oldest had. So my oldest doesn't care about any insects at all. Like, she's not fussed.
I thought you said she'd been like shitting in the garden.
No. She loves insects. So I found this huge worm. She's like, oh, give it to me. And I put it in her hand. She's like, way.
Just eats it.
And my youngest was like screaming. She was like, what is that? This worm that we found, I'm not kidding. It was the thickness of my thumb. It was huge. This thing was huge. God. And I was like, look at the size
That's
of this.
A snake.
She was screaming. Like, she was absolutely petrified. And I realized she hadn't spent time with me gardening the way my eldest had, because we just hadn't been doing much gardening for the last few years. The garden's been a mess. We've been waiting to have it redone, and now we've had it redone. But she lacks that early life experience and exposure to insects. But it was really nice. The only problem was, while we were in the kitchen, waiting to get things done, put all the seeds out, some new birds have turned up. There's these two pigeons on the fence.
And they're eyeing up that big worm.
Oh, no, no.
They're like, that's a fucking hell of a... That's like a German sausage to them.
It's like the Frankfurter
of
worms.
Breakfast. Yeah, it's a breakfast for them. We had some people over for Sunday lunch. It's like two families, lots of kids. You know, we're eating Sunday lunch. And there's these two pigeons, these same two pigeons on the back fence. And they sort of... The male pigeon is sort of dancing around next to the female pigeon. And then she just sort of bends over. And if you've ever seen a pigeon have sex... His dick sort of comes out of the middle of his stomach. It just emerges through the feathers, and he just hops on. He just shakes like crazy, and then they're done, and they just chill.
Can you describe that like they used to describe sexual encounters in like Playboy magazine? You know, like
I could struggle.
You're like, don't call it his dick. Call it his throbbing love pump and
yeah, his
like
throbbing
that,
love
know?
Pump. His
you
feathery
have to put a lot
pump.
Of like, yeah, colorful terminology around it.
If I had time, I could, but I can't on the off the cuff. But so the entire family is like, oh, look at the pigeons, and then they start fucking. So I was like, god damn. So every time I see these two pigeons, my kids are like straight at the window trying to get their eye on some more pigeon sex. They were fascinated. They're like that other pigeon is riding on the back of that other pigeon. And I was like,
go to hell for watching that.
They're making baby pigeons. Your eyes. And they were like, really? Like this was the first time they'd ever seen anything like this in their lives. Being out in the garden now, all the little birds keep turning up and they're all just having sex all the time, these damn pigeons. It's it's my life.
The fuck is that? It's like I don't think I've ever seen that. Maybe I have, but I just didn't realize what I was watching. Maybe I've just not been perving over pigeons too close.
I mean, you see them.
Are they having sex all the time?
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. You see pigeons all the time. You know when the male pigeon, he roughs up his feathers and goes, and they walk around like real big trying to show off, and the lady pigeons are like, and fly away. But these two wood pigeons.
Yeah, that's usually how it works for me as well.
Yeah. But these two wood pigeons, they've been paired up for like a year now. His first wife died last year.
Right.
He's found a new wife.
Right.
So she was like, yeah, cool. Like he did the dance. She was like, yeah, let's just get on with it. No problem.
Was that when he used to run the used car lot?
Now he's a pigeon?
Now he owns the cafe and he's got a new wife. And
do you know what happened?
It's like an episode of EastEnders.
They asked him a would you rather. Would you rather that your garage business ends or that you reincarnate as a wood pigeon? And he chose wood pigeon.
Nice.
The garage business is gone, so that's the only possible explanation.
Right. Fucking good for him. That's great. That's just great. Jeez.
Was it an illegal garage business?
Yeah, that one. I've talked about it before many times. It's gone.
Have you?
Yeah. I mean, the loads of people are always asking me about it. Hey, Perian.
Can we have an update on Perian, the across the street, the illegal garage?
It was, it's gone. It's gone.
They closed it down.
Yeah, they brought in parking restrictions and he couldn't have 12 cars up on bricks anymore. He would have had to pay for the parking for them, so he's gone.
Right.
It was a great success.
Why didn't he just like Wallace and Gromit his house and put like a whole bunch of like levers and pulleys and stack the cars up like alongside the house and work on them that way?
Well, because he's a wood pigeon now, isn't he? He doesn't have the opposable digits.
That'll be why.
He's just having sex with glorious
fucking pigeons
in front of your face.
Yeah, he's like, I'll show you, you bastard.
Do you reckon,
complain about my garage, will you?
So, okay, here you go. Here's a question. Is soil brown because it's like millions of years of stuff like shitting in it?
No.
No.
And like mold and
that's
shit.
That's not the explanation. What the explanation is, but that is definitely not it.
Is soil just the years of tree shit and like... old moldy and like stuff mouldering down into moldy shit, like dead stuff.
It's dead stuff, and like it's mainly dead leaves and dead plant matter and some dead animals. But think about it,
mixed with shit.
Yeah, but again, it's not like that stuff doesn't get reprocessed by things that live in the ground. So the idea that there's millions and millions of years of shit piled up, for one thing, it would have been eaten by bacteria.
But like that cat shit, you know, that just gets mixed in.
Yeah, but
you know,
it eventually goes away. Like it's not like you're literally digging up whole poops. Like there's all bacteria. The
it all
soil
gets mixed
is teeming
in. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With bacteria.
It's like pissing in the sea.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying the sea's made of piss.
It dilutes.
I'm just saying
it.
That over millions of years.
You're saying that the shit has been diluted so that it's not like pure concentrated shit anymore.
I want to know what percentage of soil is made up of shit.
0.00001% is made up of dangerous shit.
Because all of like all the oil and coal and shit in the world was made up of old plants, right, that died on the bottom of the sea and stuff,
and old
right?
Fossils like, and
crushed
stuff
over
as
years
well, right?
And mosses and all the dead dead plant matter. And there's dead millions animals. Of fucking millions of tons of that.
Dead
stuff
oily reptiles.
There.
It's a mixture of organic matter, minerals, gases, liquids, and organisms. It's just like a whole bunch of stuff. Are you tapping your microphone, by the way, Sips?
Oh, no, sorry. Is that coming through? That's weird. Yeah. I was like, no, I'm like jiggling my leg under the desk.
He's fluffing.
And it's making the whole
desk
shake.
He's fluffing
his
stuffed creepulon.
Humping a cushion.
You fucking flogging
away,
are
you? Yeah, you guys do that
you?
When you're sitting down? Like, do you ever just, like, move your leg and stuff? Like,
do you know
how
to stop that?
What? How?
If you move your foot out so that it is out from your knee instead of under your knee.
Right.
It's just the nerve. It's just a nerve in your knee. It's sort of
a
reflex thing. So if you put your foot out more, like you're taking a
step.
Now
I'm just flexing my calves. I'm just
flexing. Now you can flex your calves. That's cool.
Yeah.
You should try standing up. You should try standing up for the like I do. I'm standing up right now.
No, thanks.
Well, I'm not really standing up. I'm kind of like leaning over.
You're hunched.
No, I'm quite happy to sit. Thanks.
So you're hunched over your computer talking about fleshlights.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, Sips
thinking about
audibly masturbates on the podcast.
Well, I'm audibly masturbating on the podcast, yeah. Just want to raise awareness that it's okay if you're rubbing your pina colada daily.
Pina colada.
Just go for it, man.
So did you what did you do in the garden? Did you just turn it over or did you just like dig it over? Did you plant something?
I have a surprising number of tools. You may be surprised to hear. Like, do you own a sledgehammer?
No, I'm not a sledgehammer. No, but I do have like a pitchfork and a shovel and some other stuff.
I've got a sledgehammer.
Oh my god! I just got a wonderful image of you holding a pitchfork outside your house, Sips, with your wife next to you, like that.
Right, like that
famous
painting.
Picture.
Yeah, the farmer. Yeah. I mean, once you've lived in a house long enough, you just acquire these things. You know what I mean?
You
like
do.
I needed it.
That's true.
At one point,
acquired a sledgehammer.
Yeah, I needed
for what?
It.
Well, you needed it like, for one specific thing, and then you just have a sledgehammer for the rest of your life.
I needed it because at one point we had some things in the back garden when we first moved in, this big old tree stump, and I needed to move it out. And the only way I couldn't pull it out because it's very hard. Like these things are a tree stump is serious. Like it wasn't massive tree.
The sledgehammer just bounce off the tree stump? Like,
no, because what I would do is I got a pickaxe and I would work that underneath the base of the root and then pull it up like a lever action. But then to knock it free, I used the sledgehammer to just knock it over so I could eventually drag it out.
Right.
And we also had these weird metal poles that were obviously for some kind of clothes drying thing. So knocking those back and forth with the sledgehammer meant I loosened them enough to actually be able to pull them out. I mean, they're not expensive. It's not like your fucking sledgehammer sets you back hundreds and hundreds of pounds. They're not costly.
No.
Because it's just a bit of wood with a bit of metal on the end. It's not difficult. But you do subsequently find, where's my pickaxe, you know, and you use that or a fork or whatever. So yeah, I was just stabbing stuff in the back bed, trying not to hit too many worms. But it was good. It was very satisfying. I hadn't done it in a while. Weeding, you know, it's fun.
Yeah.
Get that shit done.
I got to do lots of weeding now for my tortoise because he eats all the weeds. So
he eats the weeds?
He eats dandelion leaves and
stuff. Oh,
that's
so handy.
So you just like, you pick it all. Because you're going to pick it anyway, and then you just wash it off a little bit for him and give it to him and he eats it.
Is he happy?
Yeah, he's pretty happy, yeah.
Does he ever display any kind of acknowledgement of your existence? Like, does he?
Yeah. He responds, like, if you go up to his cage and you talk to him and stuff, he looks at you and comes over to you sometimes and stuff.
Hey, Sip.
Hey there, guy who feeds me. Got any more of those dandelion leaves? Comes up to the bars. Yeah, he's like, it's surprisingly, he's just like this little like slow moving guy, but actually can move pretty fast when he wants to, and surprisingly has quite a nice little personality to him as well. It's like, I don't know, it's one of those things with smaller animals, you wonder if do they actually have a personality or is that you just creating one for them, like based on what you see or you want to see from them sort of thing. But either way, it works.
It's I mean, nice. Like,
I suppose you do that.
I think you
like
must.
Like a little fucking cheeky squirrel or something. You might think, oh, he's a bit of an asshole.
Yeah, You look at his face and you're like, oh, he's a little conniving shithead, isn't he? Like, I've seen that look before. But like, then all squirrels look pretty much the same, I guess. So like, I don't know.
I think slightly bigger animals can definitely.
Do you ever think you'd find yourself in a situation where you favor one squirrel over another?
No.
You know, you see one and you're like, oh, he's so kind gentle-natured, and this other guy's a fucker,
Yeah, no, that's true. I watched a video about this woman who had a she had a beaver live in her house. She rescued a beaver.
Right.
It was, you know, and it was like, it was real sweet. And it had like a little personality. He would collect things from around the house and he would build dams just in the hallway. Like he had this instinct to build dams. So he like her front doormat.
Out of what? Like Lego?
Everything. Anything that was like all his clothing.
Right.
Cushions from the sofa, bits of carpet, bits of rug, towels, everything. He'd just, bath mats, he'd drag them off to dam up the hallway with.
And then he'd run the taps in the bath.
Man, it's incredible how hardwired animals are. Like, you know, like guinea pigs, from the moment they're born, they know how to do everything they need to do for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane. I don't get it. Like, they know, because guinea pigs eat like certain shits that they produce.
Sure.
Like every couple of shits that they do, most of their shits are just like, you know, shits that are, you know, just pure waste or whatever.
Some
but every
keepers.
Once in a while, they do like a shit that's like super rich in nutrients or whatever. And
they'd be going to hell for that. That's
and they
Bible,
have
I'm
to
sure.
eat it because it rebalances their gutty works sort of thing.
All guinea pigs are in hell.
But they know to do this, which blows my mind. Like if I was expected to eat one out of every 10 of my shits, I would fail so miserably and I die probably as a result.
Yeah, how do but they like, just know?
These small
I mean,
animals
instinct
just know
is a
how
crazy
to do
thing,
this
right?
stuff. Mm. Oh, it's crazy.
I mean, I guess it's just one of the reasons when we think about, like, you know, people think about if humans disappeared, what animal would replace them?
Yeah.
I think we often assume it would be something like, oh, there'd be really clever rats would come along or whatever. But I mean, there's really not much going on in those creatures. There's no creativity. They've got what they need. I mean, you'd need some random super smart rat to come along. Or like a guinea pig that was like a fucking
like
genius.
Like a mastermind genius.
Well,
rat.
They'd have to be yeah. like, they'd have to have like sentience first though, right? Like, I don't think.
Well, we didn't originally. Whatever we evolved from originally was just a dumb animal, just like a guinea pig.
I guess so, yeah. What do you think is the most likely then to probably like what dolphins, I guess, are
ponies.
Like.
I mean, if we go.
Not, I wouldn't say they're close, but I suppose they're closer than most. Like, I would say a dolphin has a better chance than like fucking like a garden worm, for example.
I think it's impossible to. Yeah, I agree. But I think it's impossible to suppose. I mean, if you look at whales, would you have suggested?
Yeah, they're pretty intelligent.
Right,
yeah.
But originally they were they evolved from the same animal as hippos.
Yeah.
So originally they were land-based creatures, and then they fucked off into the ocean and became whales. You would never have predicted that.
No.
You know what I mean? That's not something. So I don't think we can really predict because it's too random.
This is why
it's
I
not,
think
it's not designed.
I think it's as dangerous to travel 500 years ahead of time than it is to travel 500 years back in time. Because what if you travel 500 years back in time and you're expecting to see some hippos and it's like, yeah, no, the whales haven't reached land yet.
Well, that would be longer than 500 years, wouldn't it?
That would be
no,
like,
it's just an example. I'm not
years.
Saying
right,
like
right,
that.
Right.
You know, what if there's like some weird thing that you're like really disappointed about going back 500 years? You know?
Yeah, it's no Starbucks.
Know what I mean?
Yeah,
no, there's no internet for one thing. I guarantee.
Where am I going to get all my Brody porn? And when am I going to get to go to this Magic Gathering tournament?
They didn't even invite fleshlights back then
mean?
Either. So
there's loads of stuff missing.
A problem. Yeah.
Hello, good day, fair merchant. Where art thou fleshlights?
My body pillow. I've been using this wool hemp sack filled
you
with
guys
straw.
Have any
it's just not the same.
It is most rough against mine.
I'm looking for a body pillow in the theme of anime titties. Do you have such wares available in your fine establishment?
Here, I have drawn thee a sample.
What is this devilry thou hast drawn?
Tis anime, good sir.
I'll add it to the Bible right now.
I reckon a lot of people would be dead happy.
Thou
to go
must
back.
Never take a waifu. Or a husbando.
You could go back and call people milady and no one would blink. You could say, ah, milady. And people would be like, he's not just a neckbeard. He's just a regular dude.
Yeah, that is such a neckbeard thing now, isn't it? Nobody uses milady except for a fucking fedora-wearing, neckbearded, Cheeto flake-covered, Mountain Dew staking ass breath.
They respect women, Sips. They respect women.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking neckbeards.
I read a thing yesterday that said, like, you shouldn't, this is some neckbeard, he was like, you shouldn't ever shake hands with a woman. And there was this whole list of reasons for it.
What was the reason? Did it have to do with the humors?
Their humours are located in their hands, and to squeeze them thusly in a masculine handshake disrupts the humours in the female body, and they shall enter menopause.
They excrete a hormone which will make all of your testosterone weak.
Chad knows this, which is why Chad only high-fives women.
Oh my god.
All hail Chad. You know,
yeah, the world. That would all be banned. Just saying, just throwing that out there.
Yeah, probably.
Man, like, yeah, so I think like it'd probably be another 500 million years before we see like dolphins or whatever evolve to.
It would take a long ass time, I think. Nobody's
Some
really
mammals
that close.
Are gonna survive. It would be another thing like us.
I honestly like,
there's a reason we're numero uno. It's a very efficient way of being us.
Yeah.
And I don't think that we would need to be replaced. We would go, humans might disappear, but some fucking mammal's going to turn into something like
Man,
us eventually.
I would just love a glimpse into the stages of like societal evolution of dolphins though. Can you imagine like the dolphins going through like the 80s or something, for example? That'd be hilarious. Fuck me,
oh
that'd
my
be
God.
So funny. I would love to live long enough to witness that.
Oh man.
You know?
Nice mullet, Charles.
The dolphin counterculture. It'd yeah. be awesome.
They're in their grunge yeah. phase. It'd be like,
yeah. Oh my God.
Did you?
There was
that show on Netflix, Robots, Love, Death and Robots, I think it's called.
Yeah, I watched it. It wasn't bad.
Okay. There were some nice ideas. It was like a mini Twilight Zone each episode, which I thought was quite
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, it's
like
20
like series
10
like
to 15
that.
Minute
that
animated
yeah.
out,
actually, yeah.
short stories.
I mean, some of them are literally just beautifully animated, but the story is like feels like an afterthought some of the time.
I hope that's becoming garbage, a thing now. I really like the I really love the format of Buster Scruggs as well. I just thought I love the short story sort of like, you know, 10-15 minute.
I've always
things.
Loved short stories.
Yeah,
they're so
I loved,
nice.
Loved reading short stories, and I'd love for more series to just be based around that sort of format, you know.
Yeah, it's a good format.
Get like a season of things with like maybe episodes of 10-15 minute short stories or whatever, and they don't need to be profound or groundbreaking or anything. Just like as long as there's nice like cinematography, good music.
Black Mirror
good
is a good example as well of
shit,
like really great,
awesome
short stories. Yeah. But I grew up reading like Philip K. Dick and Arthur C. Clarke's sort of short story anthologies, man, and they were fucking. Some of them were garbage, but there was an idea in there, little glimpse,
a
little glimmer
of an idea.
Some of them are so good, you're like, holy shit, you could write just a gigantic book about this one idea. But
and often
it's
a whole
so
movie,
well,
like a lot of Stephen King movies are just based on short stories he's written that were throwaway kind
the
of
The Running
things.
Man was a novella.
Expanded out.
For example. Yeah.
Yeah, and some of them are some
Man,
of them
the
great.
Green Mile was like a five-part short stories series sort of thing, wasn't it?
I think the short story format turns into a movie way better than a novel.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
too.
It gives you more leeway because no one goes, I didn't like the actor they chose to portray these characters. Like, no. It's just an idea and you can expand on it. Definitely. I
think
like
some of the best movies have been just very simple ideas. You know, like you look at a lot of the movies that like we would have grown up watching like in the 80s and stuff like that. A lot of the comedies and stuff were just super fucking simple, a really simple idea, but like, you know, pretty funny or quirky or good or whatever. And and it fits the space of a movie perfectly, right? Like, you know, an hour and a half to 2 hours. Find sometimes now if they're trying to adapt a movie based on a very, very big book and they're trying to cram it into 2 hours, they have to skip forward so much stuff, you know, like it's too detailed to fit it all in. And then you get into these big fucking trilogies and then you just think to yourself, Christ, I need to reevaluate my life. Why am I spending all my time watching and thinking about this stuff when I could be doing other things? And you know what I mean? Like,
sometimes
it's nice
to think
on.
About stuff and use your brain. I mean, I was playing this game.
I disagree, but we'll just have to agree to disagree.
Anyway, that's enough podcast for today. We could carry on going, but we gotta
wrap it up.
We need to don't stop.
Thanks,
listen,
everybody.
Avid listeners. 2 weeks. We're on a 2 week break because of me. You could blame me for it, but we won't be back. You'll be missing 2 weeks of podcast, but we'll be back the week after that 2 weeks, unless one of you guys is going away as well.
Because it's April. If you sign up on the Patreon, you should have been charged for the first time. Only a few people signed up for March, but a lot of people signed up in March and they get charged at the start of every month. So I think 10 people bought a jug. So 10 people did a hundo.
Congrats.
Wow.
So if
That's
you guys
amazing.
Change your donation back to like, or stop it, I'll get you some jugs sent out. So I've actually got The jugs are being made, and we got certificates. Jeez. Also, and I think we got 100 jugs maybe made total. So we're gonna get 10 of them out.
Limited edition jugging. But if there is now an outbreak of jugging around Britain,
well, thank you very much, everybody. That's great.
Yeah, and when we run out, I'm gonna stop the $100 tier. So you can't sign up anymore.
Jugs don't jug people. People jug people.
That's right.
No liability.
Jug responsibly.
Thanks for the support. Thank you for the love. Triforce Podcast Patreon. You can find it. Just Google it. And we're also doing a little bit of streaming, but you can find that as well. All right. Bye, everybody.
Peace out.
See you later.
Bye.
Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Plötzlich fühle ich mich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Tiefenentspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.